Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Does the keto diet work? Keto diet before and after stories. Well, it proves that it does. I'm Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds and created Dirty Lazy Keto, which has helped thousands upon thousands lose weight on the keto diet just like I did. So listeners and viewers, if you are looking for keto diet weight loss inspiration and you're wondering, hey, does the keto diet work? Then you want to meet today's guest because this is the keto diet weight loss before and after success story. It's going to leave you so inspired. So welcome to the show, Roy and Kelly.
Oh, hey. Thank you.
Hello. Aren't you both so handsome and gorgeous?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And so much skinnier than before, with a long way to go, though. We're still getting this, so.
Well, you both are just such an inspiration. I don't think I've ever had a couple on my podcast or on my YouTube channel before. So I'm dying to know a little bit more about your keto diet before and after statistics. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Wow. All right. Well, what... I think both of us, as far as our highest weight, I was about 250 pounds.
And I was at 298.
And he was at 298. And this was about a year ago, July, beginning of August. Yeah. And we are truck drivers. So eating is not the, I wouldn't say it's not the easiest thing to do. It's always something to eat. It's just not always the healthiest thing to eat.
And very challenging, right, finding something decent.
Right. And trying to stay on a diet is not the easiest thing either. And DLK has been absolutely wonderful with us. And it's very manageable on the road, on the go, because I mean, when he's driving, I'm sleeping, and then we switch out, take over, I'm driving, he's sleeping. So it's rare that we're awake together. So the snacks have to be there, and you're going to eat together maybe once or twice a day. But trekking alone can put the weight on you, and there's not a lot of time to exercise. And the Dirty Lazy Keto has been terrific. I mean, you've been such an inspiration. I'm so glad we found your book. We're so glad a friend down in Georgia recommended the site and the book for us to take a look at a year ago. So yeah, it's amazing. So what, you're down...
60.
Yeah, 60 he's pounds. Down 60, 65 pounds now. And I am right at 194 when we came home a few days ago from the 250. So still getting there, still getting there. But I think we're kind of staying away from the scale. Well, as truckers, we're only getting on our home scale once a month anyway, which helps, because a scale can just stress me, and stress makes me eat. So I try and stay away from the scale, and I try and do things that are good as far as alleviating stress. So it's.
But a lot of times when we come home and we don't lose any weight, we have to look at our size and the inches we lost.
Right. That's
it. Our weight stayed the same, but our clothes are getting bigger.
Yes. Which is fabulous.
That's awesome. That is a really nice overview about kind of both of you. Now, I did hear how much weight Roy had lost, but Kelly, I wasn't sure I heard how much exactly you had lost.
Probably 56 pounds, because I started at 250 and I'm down to 194.
So congratulations. Yeah. And 56 and 60 pounds, is that right for both of you?
Yes.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And how old are you both? I don't know if we heard that part either.
We are 58.
Both of us are 58.
And we've been married, 58 young, and we've been married 40 years, and we have
40 years. And I think the secret to your success might be that one of you is sleeping while the other one is working.
Oh, you know, that just may be. Yes.
I'm teasing you because you're so cute.
Thank you.
And how tall are you both? Just so we have a lot of folks listening on Apple Podcasts, so they can't see you. So why don't you tell us about how tall you are?
Okay. I'm 5'7", 5'7" and a half.
Yeah. And I'm probably 5'5". Probably because I think I've lost an inch or two over the last 40 years. So
that happens sometimes.
Yeah. And about what, you know, everyone as far as height than their weight, at 250, I was probably a size 22.
And where are you at now?
As far as women's American size 22. And then at the moment, I'm sitting at about a size 14 at 194 pounds. And I really don't want to get any further than a size 12. If I've been at a 12, 10 when I was 30, and I had a lot of folks asking me if I was okay. You don't look healthy. And so I think I'm more going for a size now instead of a weight. And it's very possible. I'm feeling really confident with it. So
it sounds like you're just around the corner.
Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, to me, the slower, the better. It's just giving your skin time to bounce back. And, you know, I mean, it didn't come on all at one time in 6 months or a year. It should take longer than 6 months to a year to take off healthfully, you know, in a healthy manner. To me, anyway, that's just my opinion. So it's, you know, yeah.
And yeah, that's a really healthy attitude.
Blood work's amazing.
Yeah, and yes, since we started this, and you know, you're always going to have someone that says, "Well, you know, you're doing two eggs in the morning, and you're going to do some egg salad with some tuna, and maybe your cholesterol is going to go high." And so we thought, well, you know, we're at the age we need to get a regular doctor anyway, and went in and had blood work done, and the doctor was absolutely amazed. Well,
what did he say, or what did she say?
It was like, first she was like, keto. And we're like, yeah, well, you know, I'm like, well, wait a minute now, let's get all the work on this here before we, you know, we're not going to judge, you know. She said, okay. She said, let's go ahead and get your regular physical blood work stuff. And we'll see what everything looks like. And our high cholesterol was really good. Our low cholesterol was you have a good cholesterol and a bad cholesterol. Both of them were perfect. And I'm like, you're kidding. You know, I was worried about iron level being a little low, and it was fantastic. I think I was told to not take as much B vitamin.
Yeah.
But then again, we're taking an extra we're taking B complex because we're on the road. The temperature changes a lot. We may be in Miami one day and we're in Portland, Oregon, like 48 hours later, and you're going from temperature extremes and different locations. So
altitude changes really affect your sinuses.
Yeah. So we're constantly taking something to stay healthy just in case we aren't getting in the foods that we need to. But I don't think we've had any trouble doing that since we've been on Dirty Lazy Keto.
No.
So, I think the doctor's agreeing, and I can't wait to go back and see him again in August, or her again in August. We're supposed to see her the end of August. Yeah. And can't wait to see, because she's going to see the weight loss. We haven't seen her since February. So it's like, yay, it's going to be great. I cannot wait.
Well, listeners, I'm wondering if you guys are impressed right now. So I hope that all of our listeners and watchers will show their support to Kelly and Roy for giving this video a thumbs up right this second.
Woo-woo.
Right? Because we need to celebrate your amazing weight loss and blood work.
Thank you.
And Roy, you sounded more excited about that blood work than the weight loss. I don't know. That was what I got from you.
Yeah, it's amazing, the walking and movement and just all around activity wise, we both got so much more energy and breathing, and body inflammation has gone down so much in both of us.
Yeah, we've had the granddaughters for the last 4 days, and keeping up with them has not been a problem. So
wow, that says a lot right there.
Yeah, exactly. So,
why do you think the keto diet works so much for you guys?
What was that now?
Why do you think the keto diet works for you?
I think it's just really, it's the healthy aspects of everything, of what you're eating. You're eating a better quality of foods, trying to stay with the diet, and you just make better choices.
I think you make better choices too. You're having to think about what you're doing. It was just like when we're driving. Some folks say that, there's no way they could be a truck driver. They just can't stand driving that long. I can remember When we first started trekking, I thought this is just an impossibility, but we didn't have the microwave, and I didn't think about putting a skillet. You know, I mean, you're cooking with real butter. I mean, who's going to turn down butter? I love butter. Butter's great. It's keeping my skin right. You know, I mean, it's fantastic. My hair's not drying out because I'm doing low fat. I'm eating real butter, you know, and we finally attacked avocados about 2 months ago. So breaking into one of those and sharing that first thing in the morning, but before we go ahead and scramble an egg and fix some bacon in the truck. And I mean, it's just, to me, it's just healthier. It's healthier eating. You know, we're not having the bloating and the uncomfortable feeling that you get after you, and that reflux is out the door. I couldn't tell you what reflux was in too much anymore. I bet if I ate a hot dog, I might get a little bit of reflux, but I mean, we even make homemade chili and just don't put the beans in it, you know? There's just so many things that we've changed. Cutting the sugar and cutting the breads out, really just cutting the sugar, anything with the carbs it's just meant a lot, you know, and our joints not hurting is fantastic. And like he said, just being able to get in and out of the truck, not hurt getting in and out of the truck. Or when you wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, have I got to get out of the bed? I'm waking up with energy. Yeah. And it's been that way for the last year. It's been that way for the last year, you know, thanks to
your energy, your excitement. Keto. It's like contagious. Like I'm feeling the excitement about Dirty Lazy Keto. It's like, it's oozing from the screen. I mean, you guys are just both. I feel like you're 22.
We've took off quite a few years since we started.
I think we have. It feels that way. I mean, I wouldn't say we're not cautious. We're not afraid to go ahead and jump into something that's a little more physical. I mean, I'd love to get in a kayak and go try kayaking out a bit. You know, I think my back can handle it. I think that, you know, if I fell out of it and went under the water, I might could get myself back out of the water. Now I float entirely different than I used to, you know, I will say that, but I think that's a good thing too, you know? So I don't think I found a disadvantage. I don't think I found any disadvantage to the Dirty Lazy Keto yet at all. I figured out that if I want the piece of cheesecake, I go ahead and get the cheesecake knowing I'm going to have my one or two bites. That's probably all I'm going to want. And I'm leaving it wherever it was. I got it. I'm not worried about it. You know, if the grandkids are around, let them order the cheesecake. I'm still going to take a bite. It's, you know, the ideas of, and, you know, all the different products they have out now. Keto was something else a few years back, but there's so many products out that help you now with your decisions. I mean, who knew they were going to come up with a bread that you could actually eat, that the fiber was just as high as the content of, you know, we're loving it. We're so glad that you've got the site and that you started the site, and you're so inspirational. I mean, we really thank you for putting it all together the way you did, coming up with the ideas that you did, and being as honest as you are in your book. I really wish folks that joined the site would just jump on that book first thing if they have any questions whatsoever. But I mean, you've made everything so simple on the site too, with the, you know, the different things up at the top of the page that they can hit and all. So it's, but yeah, no. Yeah, we love you.
Well, I love you guys too. It's been a real pleasure to watch your journey. I remember early on seeing you join the Facebook group, and it just caught my eye that you were a husband and wife team and that you were out on the road and a truck drivers together. And yeah. I hear so many people say, I can't do this. It's too hard. I don't know how to eat. I don't know what to cook. And then I'm thinking, Roy and Kelly are doing this out on the road. If they can do it, everybody can do it. So it's been amazing to watch your excitement and your commitment and your belief in yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, and it's you know, it's from you, and then looking at the site and seeing the people do the before and afters, and they're so inspirational. Or seeing the little steps they take. Is anybody hitting the what do you call it, right when you hit when you get to the 100s, you're not in the
Wonderland.
Yes. When you get to Wonderland, I thought to myself, I'm going to go to Wonderland. I'm going to feel so much better than Alice ever did, but I'm going to Wonderland, you know.
And you're in Wonderland.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
That's right. Did you take a picture the day it happened of the scale?
I so did. It was like 199.8. And I'm like, oh yeah.
I remember that. And I remember so mad that when I picked up my phone to take the picture, then it went over 200. And I was like, no, no. woo. And then another time I remember almost dropping my phone in the toilet. So it's like, yes. it's a big deal. You got to get that picture.
It really is. Yes. It really is. It truly, truly is. Yeah. I mean, I think my first goal, and I haven't met it yet. My first goal is 190. So I have 4 more pounds before I hit my 190. And I'm perfectly happy with not hitting it until September. Because I really think before I hit 190, I might even get close to that 12 and those 14s be a little bit big. Because I just bought the 14s within the last 30 days. So yes, this is, it's very.
And that's cool. The thing that's the most to me is the inches that have come off. I mean, I started out around 44, 46, and I'm down to a 36. So
yeah.
And you're talking and about your waist size, Roy?
Yes. Yeah. And watching him decide he finally needs a new belt when he's put so many holes in the old one. So glad we get a new belt. You
know? So tell me more about the belt, Roy. I want to hear about it.
I've got leather belts and I hate to give them up. So I just got a hole punch and I keep punching holes in it and tightening it up. So
is it time for a new belt? So you haven't gotten one yet? You're still punching holes in the old one?
No, actually he had a
free. Well, I keep my old one for work and I don't want to really get rid of it.
I hope that someday you'll take a picture of that belt and send it to me, because I think that would be an amazing thumbnail for this video.
You're not showing her right now.
maybe after the video. We don't want anything falling down.
We'll take
my oldest. My oldest one's got about a foot hanging out.
So. Yeah. Wow. I looked down the other day. I said, you got to do something with that belt. You know,
I can picture that right now. I mean, it's very inspirational and you're both very positive, but tell our listeners who might be struggling. I mean, was there ever a time where you got frustrated or had a plateau, and how did you handle that?
When you see the scale just go stagnant on you, you have to look at your size and how you feel and realize we all have reasons. It could be stress. It could be anything to keep you from losing weight, but
it could be menopause.
And you just have to fight through it and know that it works. I mean, it's proved that it works.
Yeah.
And we've hit a couple of times that we had a lot of things going on that we struggled through and wanted to eat for comfort, and we fought through it.
But not only that, there's so many different recipes. If you tweak a recipe a little bit, I mean, when you're looking for that meatloaf that you fixed years ago, I mean, I didn't have any trouble finding a sugar-free ketchup to put in that meatloaf. And the meatloaf always had eggs in it. And then it's always had a cracker, but they have almond crackers. I've always put that or the bread in it. But the bread has the fiber. So it's not, you know, I don't know. You just tweak the recipe, you've got to make a few changes. You've got to know that it's totally worth it. You as a person are worth it. You just have to stick to it, you know, and stay away from the scale. Stresses can cause you to plateau. I see a lot of folks talking about the little urine strips and pee strips. And I'm like, why do you want to put yourself through all that extra little junk and spend that extra money when you should just let it go? Drink your water. And, you know, eat breakfast. Yes. If you're tired of eggs, you know, it was mom and dad or somebody said you had to have eggs, oatmeal, cereal, or pancakes for breakfast. You can get a steak and have a huge salad, fix some collards. I mean, throw a ham hock in there. You know, I mean, you can have that for breakfast. Perfectly, perfectly fine. You know, I mean,
you had me at ham hock.
I know, right? I know. But really, that's what we do, you know. And don't fight with yourself over, oh, I'm going to start exercising, and you just don't hang with it. Hang with the dirty, lazy keto. It's going to go ahead and come right on off. Give it time. It did not come on all that fast. It shouldn't come off all that fast. Your body needs time to get back to shape anyway. So, you know, that's, I think that'd be my advice is.
Yeah, your little doolips.
My little doolips.
Gone away.
Hey, I've got one of those too. If you got plans to get rid of any little chin flaps, I could use some help over here as well. But it's a source of pride, isn't it? I mean, I feel like as our bodies change and we get older.
Yes, it actually is. It actually is. I know my granddaughters looked at me kind of odd when I had a different bathing suit on this time.
Ooh, I want to hear about that. Let's hear more about the bathing suit.
How is this? I said, I'm not going to embarrass you out on the beach, am I? Oh, no. I'm like, not. I said, was that going to be, oh, no, like not before? Is that what I heard you coming on? Oh, no, I wasn't going to say that. But I mean, they're, you know, they're young teens and it's, you know.
Oh, I know. I got a couple of those in my house, yes, too.
That's it. So it's, you know, there's so many different changes. There's so many different changes with our bodies and our attitudes and our just, there's just so many different changes. I mean, we're doing things now that we wouldn't have been able to do if we hadn't stayed with the dirty, lazy keto, you know? Yeah. I mean, I want to see great grandkids and I don't feel like I look like my mother did or my grandmother did at 58 years old. I remember when I thought 58 was just, oh my God, that is so old. You know, I do. I remember that, but I don't feel that. I feel like I'm probably maybe early 30s. I was going to say late 20s, but probably more like early 30s.
Oh, but, wow. You're.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got a trophy wife there, Roy.
I'm telling you.
Better hold on to her. She's a hot little number.
Yep. I think so.
I do too. I think you're both a very handsome couple. And I feel like your spirit and your positivity is just infectious. I know I said that earlier, but it's true. And I love your attitude. It's a real world attitude about problem solving and about in this for the long haul and sustainable changes.
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Being down about things are not going to make it work for you.
Yeah. Being down about things aren't, it's not healthy either. So
you have to stay positive.
Yeah. The less stress you have, the better everything's going to roll out for you. So you just find new ways, you know.
You go figure, we're in trucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd be curious if our listeners agree with me about how positive and infectious your spirit is. So hopefully our listeners are writing some comments below in the video to let us know how proud they are of you guys and how inspired they are. Because this is a real deal. I mean, this is a real conversation about the pros and cons and how you guys made this work. So let me know, is there any other question I forgot to ask you guys?
I really can't think of anything. I mean, really. You know, I think knowing that you've got the support of family or support of really the support of the group of the folks that are on DLK is fantastic. I mean, it's really fantastic. You know, the words of encouragement, the things, the little accomplishments that all of us do with DLK, that, you know, the little thing, it's the little things that mean the most. That big stuff's good in the end, but that little stuff along the way is the best, you know? So. But I think you got this, lady. Well, I'm so glad that you created the page and that you stepped out there and got that book going and all. You got all the books going. Yes, all of the books going. So I just wish I could stay home and cook more now. I can't even get into my recipes books anymore because we're out on the road so much. But yeah, they're fabulous, you know. So I'd look more at the page, folks. I would really look at Stephanie's page. She's got everything covered there. Any question I've had, I could look back and look at the lists and stuff you have and find my way exactly what the ideas I needed. So, but
yeah. That's wonderful. And Roy, do you have any final words that you want to share to those of us out there listening?
I just hope that our attitude and willingness to do this will help other people see that it does work. I mean, it's been an amazing trip.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, to know that I've struggled a lot of years with weight gain and this has been so easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really has. It has challenges, but so does life. So,
yeah.
That's advice to live by, Roy and Kelly. Well, listeners, if you are ready for another episode just like this one, I'm going to link up another keto diet before and after weight loss interview to play right after this one. So you'll be able to click on the thumbnail to start the next video of another inspirational story. So thank you again, Roy and Kelly, for answering the question for our listeners. Does the keto diet work?
Yes.
I think you said yes. You did. Well, thank you for sharing your keto weight loss, before and after weight loss stories with all of us in Dirty Lazy Keto Land, because we are a community and we have to support one another.
That's
so I want to give you guys a big, huge round of applause.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, Keto Superstars.